This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, December 13th. God's word to you today is trust. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah 29, verse 11, from the Message translation, and it says, "I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for." Joseph cooperated, the shepherds celebrated, Mary contemplated, and the three wise men dedicated. To get positioned for blessings this Christmas, you must learn from these four categories of people that were rightly positioned at the first Christmas and were blessed. Yesterday, we discussed Joseph's plans in detail and how he eventually had to let go of his plans to take hold of God's plans. To get positioned and stay positioned for blessings, this Christmas and beyond, you have to cooperate with God's plans for your life, even if they do not make sense. Are you cooperating with God's plans, or are you fighting God's plans? Joseph cooperated. God has a plan for you, a plan for your life, for your family to cooperate with Him. The reason we struggle most times is that we are not sure if we can trust God. If I cooperate fully, will He not make me into a caricature and I will have no fun in my life? What if He has a bad plan for me? What if God says I should go to a place I do not like? This challenge is because we do not know the heart of God. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "I say this because I know what I'm planning for you, says the Lord. I have good plans for you, not plans to hurt you. I will give you hope and a good future." This is taken from the New Century Version. God is saying to you and to me that He has a plan, and just in case you were wondering, it is a good plan. A plan that will give you a future and a hope. The Message Version of the Bible puts it this way: "I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for." God wants you to know that He knows what He is doing. But most times, we want to be in charge of our lives. The fact that we do not know what God is doing does not mean that God does not know what He is doing. And because we do not know what God is doing, we struggle to follow God's plan. But when we know God's heart, it is easier for us to follow God's plan, even though we do not know what He is doing. Imagine a toddler is standing on the balcony of his high-story building and his father is on the ground floor of the same building. If the father says, "Jump, I will catch you," the typical 5-year-old will jump. Why? Dad says, "Jump," and I jump. Does the child know if his father will catch him? He will find out. The child will jump because daddy says so. But the challenge with a lot of us is we become big girls and big boys. So when God tells us to jump, we get busy questioning Him. "Lord, are you sure?" That is why God wants us to be like children with Him, so that when He tells us to jump, like children, we jump. You do not have to understand what God is doing for you to trust that God knows what He is doing. Joseph cooperated with God. Therefore, to be positioned for blessings this season and beyond, you have to be like Joseph and cooperate with God. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself away. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself away.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.